This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind. He's mobile today. We're just a few miles out of center North Dakota at the Oliver Wind Farm. Actually, it's an Oliver 1, an Oliver 2, and an Oliver 3. So it was a phased project here. And making our first stop on the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions bus tour today. We've been telling you about for a couple of weeks. We're going to be doing this and doing the show on the bus today. Todd stayed home just to make sure everything would work okay. And if, I end up in a black hole of the cell coverage somewhere, that he'll continue flawlessly on the program. Kind of got cheated out
no
of this
pressure,
trip, didn't
right?
Todd? Darn it. Yeah, no pressure, no pressure. beautiful country. I love it out here. It really just is, I'd rather it be green, honestly, but hey. We turned that page.
It is November, so.
This year. Yeah, I know. But it's just a little more beautiful when it's, green. But it's still beautiful here with a little bit of light dusting of snow all throughout it. And, traveling a gravel road, trying to find us a... We're going to actually take the group of folks. We've got a full bus full of folks that have come along on a free energy and ag tour today. To join us to just, get a sense of what's going on in North Dakota in energy production. We've got, obviously, a power plant out here. We've got wind turbines here, so we're seeing that part of it. We're going to go up to Watford City as well. We're going to see some oil production today and other things as well. So looking forward to it. I'll give you a whole rundown of our tour coming up here in just a little bit. Tammy Einbach, Bob Harms will be joining us later on in the program. And... we're going to stop and see the folks at the Oliver Wind Farm here shortly, and they'll be doing a little run-through on this particular wind farm, so we might pick up some of that as well. What else? In the news, interesting and very sad. Interesting is the wrong word. Sad, tragic, awful story coming our way out of Mexico with a family down there evidently attending a wedding is what we have reports of. And this family has ties to Williston as well. I don't know all the specifics of it, but evidently an uncle of a family who's still here has come forward and has shared more of the North Dakota connection and also some pictures in what exactly they're dealing with out there. And the scene is just, horrific, just terrible. But basically, they were in the crossfire of two cartels, two drug cartels. The president already tweeting this morning that, hey, let's go, let's join Mexico and let's take this war head on. And he used the word war, and he put it in caps today to say this is what we've got to do against these monsters. So, as usual, the president not mincing any words. But anyway, if you've heard about that story, there is a North Dakota connection to it. Keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Terrible ordeal down there. And I guess another reminder, right, of just how vicious these cartels are. Just that's the real war we're fighting, even in putting the border, fence up. This has never been about... people who are trying to better themselves. We want them to come here legally, right? We want them to come across the border legally, certainly. That's not too much to ask. But these cartels, we need to stop. That's a life or death situation. These gang members and cartels and others that are making their money in the United States by trafficking the drugs here. So that's the point. Let's get a little bit about what we're looking at here from Jeremy at NextEra about the wind farm. We're right underneath the wind turbines right now and on the bus, and our crew is getting a little bit of a 101 on this, so I'll let you listen in here a little bit.
I've seen some power right now, so it's nothing compared to what it was yesterday. I guess, what questions did you guys have for us, or is there anything in particular you wanted to ask right off the bat? What size, like as in power? This one here is a 2.3 megawatt machine. So I manage, these are Siemens 2.3s. I have GE 1.5s, which are actually over that way. And then I also manage the farm. If you guys came out of Bismarck Mandan, there's a wind farm down there. I also manage that one too. And that one's, there's our GE 2.1 megawatt.
What's the
minimum amount of wind is about 7 miles an hour. We do everything in the metric system, so it's 3 meters per second. So about 7 to 8 miles an hour is when they'll start producing. And then they do maximum power up to at 25 and then anything above. So the blades actually pitch, and that's what actually regulates the speed of the tower to make sure that it always stays within that range once it reaches that level. At about 54 miles an hour is when they'll actually shut off. So everything is fully automated in there. There's a computer in every single one of these wind turbines, constantly monitoring the wind speed, adjusting the angles of the blades, and they're fully automated that way. We do have a control center down in Florida, so we're manned on site to actually do our maintenance from 7 to 3:30 every day. And then we do have 24-hour monitoring down in Florida is where our headquarters is based out of. So they're actually watching them 24/7. Yep, 54 miles an hour, they actually go into a self-shutdown. They'll sit there, wait for the winds to calm down, and then they'll fire right back up on their own. At some point in time, they won't. I'll grab your question here. Because they are a structure, they do shut down. It depends on the tower. It's around, like, negative 20. They'll actually start to go into shutdown just because of the stress on the steel. Maintenance. So we do our annual maintenances every year. So greasing, changing filters. So everything's got lube, oils, things like that in there. We're checking bolts on it, make sure everything's structurally intact, everything's together, and then we do troubleshooting on the computer systems themselves. So
where do you sell the electricity?
So at this site here, Minnesota Power is our off-taker, so actually all the power made on these sites actually go out to Duluth. So it actually does go down to the Milton R. Young station there and ends up going out on their HVDC line over to Duluth. My other wind farm, the Oliver 3 one that's down closer to the interstate there, that one actually is Minn Kota, so that can go to either Bismarck or out to Minnesota. We actually distribute to two different lines on that one. Is the grid saturated? We're always looking for, you know, capacity for it. So, you know, that's probably the biggest restriction in the U.S., right, is just figuring out where there is room on lines to try to add power no matter what it is, whether it's wind, gas, or anything like that.
Talk about the decommissioning process. How much does that cost? How often do you have to do it?
Decommissioning, so they'll actually pull all the structures down. I believe the PSC was recently writing rules. I haven't seen what the final ruling on it was. My understanding was I believe it had to be like 4 feet underground. So there's actually these pads that these are sitting on. They're about 8 feet deep, but they're 60-foot wide round concrete circles. So there's a lot of concrete. I've heard there's like 330 yards or can't remember how many truckloads that is, but there's a lot of truckloads of concrete in there. So that was my understanding of the PSC's requirements was going to be just to knock them down underneath, 4 feet underneath the surface. So life expectancy on them is 25 years from the manufacturer, 20 to 25 years. This site here is actually 13 years old. The tower that you're looking at has been in operation for 13 years next month. What we're actually going to be doing next year is repowering, and what repower entail is the rotors, so that's the part that you see spinning with the blades and everything. We're actually going to be taking that down along with the gearbox so that it goes through the main bearing and some other components in there. We're actually going to be changing those out, putting brand new stuff in there, actually putting bigger blades and everything, making a lot of improvements on them. And that'll actually restart the clock on it again at 25 years. Not very, very high, but keeps us busy. Yep. It's a mechanical piece of machinery. It's always moving. Okay. What's that? What's the cost? What they always say is about $1 a megawatt. So, like, this is a 2.3 megawatt machine, so roughly probably $2.3 million. You know, with inflation and everything, since they've been built, it's probably about $3 million a tower. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. On one wind farm, that depends on the size. Typical, what most people are putting in now is like 100 megawatt wind farm. So depending on what technology they put in there, depends on the amount of towers. They're probably around 77. What I got here is I have 22 that are making 50 megawatts. I have 32 that are making about 50 megawatts. And then my other side, I have 48 that are making 100 megawatts. That's the nameplate capacity of what they can produce at any given time.
RPM and generator RPM.
Yeah, so blade RPMs, these particular machines, when they're at full speed, are at 16. Those ones over there, because the blades are a little bit shorter, they're like 20-ish. The newer ones are about 13, so they're spinning a lot slower. Generated RPMs, they match. GE's got their own version, they do it, so they run at right around that 1,200, because there's six poles. These actually are 50 hertz generators inside these machines. They have full power conversion to match the 60 hertz to go out on the grid.
How many houses with one power? How many houses with one power?
Man, I meant to look this up again last night. I want to say it's 33,000 is one tower, but I can't remember. I have to check the math again.
This is Jeremy from Nextera. I was answering questions from folks in the bus. Some of yours texted in as well that I shouted out, as you heard. We're live on the bus today. Actually, underneath the Oliver wind turbines. Right now, just near Center, North Dakota, on What's On Your Mind, making our way on a little tour of ag and energy country today on What's On Your Mind. More after this, after a short time out. Don't go away.
Did you know that Energy Transfer's Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from North Dakota's oil fields to the markets in Illinois and the Gulf Coast? It's good for our state's economy, paying millions in local property taxes, and it will increase oil tax revenue by over $30 million a year. And it's the safest, most environmentally friendly way to ship oil. With an Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline, the future is bright.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagPoleGuy.com, and thank you.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Country is highly respected again. But while we are creating jobs and killing terrorists, the radical Democrats are going totally insane. They want to obliterate the rule of law, drive out faith from the public square. With last week's vote, the far left has declared war on American democracy itself. These people are lunatics. In the face of these attacks, Republicans are the most unified that I've ever seen, and I've been watching them and been a big part of them for a long time. The American people are fed up with Democrat lies, hoaxes, slander. The Democrats' outrageous conduct has created an angry majority that will vote the do-nothing Democrats the hell out of office soon. America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen of Kentucky, the best is yet to come.
The President of the United States last night in Kentucky, and making he has a way, even though these can all sound a lot alike in parts, these rallies where, you know, you can't tell the difference of one in Kentucky versus one in Minneapolis. But he has a way of inserting things that are newsworthy, whether it be a vote recently in Congress or whatever, that make them very interesting, that make them, you know, new little nuggets and new ways of describing crazy, insane Democrats, which, of course, makes them nuts. It's, we've never seen anything like it. You just, President of the United States, campaigning in that fashion, fighting in that, fashion. It's amazing. It really is. Rand Paul gave some comments there last night at the address. So did Mitch McConnell and also Matt Bevin, who's a governor candidate that's running for re-election there in Kentucky and up for election today. That's why the president was there. But I liked Rand Paul's comments because he called out the media. He called out his fellow Republican senators and others in Congress. And listen to his argument here.
President Trump has great courage. He faces down the fake media every day. But Congress needs to step up and have equal courage to defend the president.
Listen to that roar. Listen.
Hunter Biden made $50,000 a month. That's the definition of corruption. We know he got it only because of his family connections. We also now know the name of the whistleblower. The whistleblower needs to come before Congress as a material witness because he worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was getting money from corrupt oligarchs. I say tonight to the media, do your job and print his name.
Now, she also made some comments recently that raised some
He went on to make a few other comments in there about, his colleagues coming along and, of course, calling out the media as well. So, interesting. I thought that was one of the highlights of last night. There were a lot of interesting things in there. My favorite T-shirt was behind the president. There were, I don't know, a dozen or so people that were, right behind the president. One of them wearing a T-shirt that said, read the transcript. Read the transcript. Oh, that's not too much to ask, is it? Read the transcript. A little bit of fun. 228-0550-258-0550. The studio at What's On Your Mind with your questions or comments as well by email today on the road. Another quick little snowflake moment I have to tell you about. So the Washington Nationals were at the White House yesterday, and one of the Washington Nationals, the catcher Suzuki, was having a little fun. The president called him up to speak, and right as he got up to the microphone, he threw on a Make America Great Again hat, one of the red famous MAGA hats, right? And, oh, my gosh, did he have any idea what was going to be waiting for him in his inbox a little later on? Two other players made some favorable comments about the president, and the media goes into meltdown mode. I tweeted these out if you want to see the articles. There's a USA Today story that'll about make you cry. It's so pathetic. So here's the deal. Colin Kaepernick, he takes a knee, and a bunch of, flag-hating NFL players follow suit. They're heroes, right? They're heroes. They're celebrated by the media. They're wonderful. They're great. They're fantastic. right? And then, you know, you've got people who regularly, you know, boycott the White House in celebrations when their teams win national championships because, you know, they don't like the president. One guy from the Nationals said that he wasn't going to do it because he didn't like it that the president made fun of somebody who was handicapped. Not true. Been debunked about it 100 times, but this guy didn't get the memo, so he's not going to go to the White House for it. Whatever. You know, I mean, but my point is this. They're heroes, and the scoundrels are the people that actually believe in the president. Are we to that point in this country that if you support the president, someone, you don't like him, so therefore anybody else that doesn't like him, that likes him, you don't like them? It sounds like a kindergarten fight, doesn't it? Mark and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. This is Mark Fargo. Listen, the problem with Trump for the bureaucrats in Washington is that he solves problems. And when in Washington, when you solve a problem, when the problem stops, the money stops. They never want the money to stop. So Trump is actually keeping his campaign promises, doing what he said he would do, and solving the problems. That means the tax money for that particular boondoggle, whatever it is, stops.
This is something else that came up last night, just talking about the accomplishments.
Right.
Simple concept. Yes. Okay, here's what I promised. Yes, here's what I did. Yeah.
Right.
Simple concept to do that. Right, and so now the question I have, Mark, is how many people that are going to vote in November of 2020 are going to make that consideration versus how many don't like him because, you know, he's a little mean in his tweets or he doesn't talk like other presidents?
My observation is this. The people who are more likely to dislike him because of shallow reasons like that are less likely to vote.
Probably
that
true. Yeah, probably yeah. True, because it's shallow enough. Yeah. It isn't like it's going to motivate them to, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Let's hope. Right. Let's hope. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the call. Your watch last night. Love your take on this, by the way. 800-228-0550. A house divided will fail. A house divided will fall quicker. Why is hate and fight incited? Deep state takeover, continued control, says a texter. I hear you. Another listener says 200 or 2.25 megawatts can power about 1,000 homes. I'm trying to remember the number earlier. It's about 1,000 homes. All right. There you go. Another fine day in Adams County. Picture from somebody on the tractor out there. A little bit of snow. How much of the crop is out is the question. I can't tell. Is there crop under that snow? Let us know. More after this.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house. And buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, Stark, Trail, Botano, Golden Valley, Cavalier, Pembina, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota. And the following counties in Minnesota, Ottertail, Clay, Becker, and Nicolet. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI says it may have prevented a deadly hate crime at a synagogue in Colorado. 27-year-old Richard Holzer has been taken into custody after the Bureau says he worked with undercover agents on the 1st of November on a plan that would involve using pipe bombs to attack the temple the same day. This woman's a member of that temple, and she says they haven't had to put up with this before.
No, we generally have a really supportive community here. We've not had this kind of garbage at all.
The suspect Holder also said to be a self-avowed white supremacist. The House impeachment inquiry calling two more Trump administration officials to testify today, but it's doubtful they'll show. Four other witnesses failed to appear yesterday. Today, the House wanted Wells Griffith, an assistant to the president, and Michael Duffy, who works with national security programs. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live and on location today. Brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow, now with MyPillow towels. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
How's your towels doing, Todd? They drying you off like no other towel?
So good, I bought a huge box of them to give away as Christmas gifts this year. All in that unique.
You did like purple. After 3 days. I mean, you tried them like 3 days, and boom, he's ordering new towels like for the whole family. Unbelievable.
You got it.
It's a great sign. Yeah. And,
you
know, it's kind of good to get 30% off with the promo code Scott, too. Not bad. We're going to save 30% on the towels. So, a lot of towels, very soft, very lotiony sort of, you know, got that smooth feel to them, but they don't dry you off. You know, they don't absorb.
And they do that because in the store shelves, it's like, oh, this feels so good. Yeah, okay. And it may feel good rubbing on your body. But if it doesn't remove water, what good is it?
No, yeah, exactly. I've had a set before where they're literally worthless. I mean, they're like, you know, didn't absorb a darn thing. So these are great. They look good, but they more importantly, they absorb very well. So they're soft, but they actually work. White stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, royal purple, those are the colors to choose from. 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. Yours for 30% off with the promo code Scott right now. And it's made in the USA with 100% USA cotton. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Let's see here. Got somebody on the bus with us. I thought we should talk to Dennis Haugen.
How's it going today, Scott?
North Dakota Grain Growers Association board member, and also a landowner that has wind turbines.
Yes.
So we got the ag and the energy connection right here, live and in person. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're out having a look around and showing some people things about wind towers and what all that entails today.
It's kind of fun to hear the questions from folks about these. You know, I mean, I guess you hear about them here and there, but if you don't live underneath them, if you don't live near them, you really don't pay that much attention. So it's good to get people some information about them.
Well, it is good. Just you know, there's a lot of there's just a lot of chatter that goes on about bad things about wind towers and the likes of that. And today we're kind of got a show and tell on a bus trip around the state to promote wind. It's a good thing.
One of the things I took away after being on it on your property was, you know, what a difference maker this is for a lot of folks during a very tough year. I mean, especially, we didn't know then we're going to have the year we had this year, and some people call this the worst ever. But you know, it's been a couple of tough years in agriculture without question. And when you start talking upwards of $10,000 a turbine annual payment from the wind company, that can make a big difference, right?
Well, it does. I mean, you know, farming has its ups and downs, and you know, in a down year, a wind tower check is pretty welcome on a tough year.
Yeah, I'll bet this year especially.
This year especially.
Yeah. How is the in your neck of the woods, how are things as far as the, you guys pretty wet there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we finally just got on fall harvest here last week. We just had to basically wait for the ground to freeze, and we knocked out a lot of soybeans last week, so we had a lot of guys fighting with the mud and getting stuck and tearing up equipment. And once the ground froze, we were able to really get along and get some work done.
On the ice?
On the frozen ground, yes, yes.
That's really something to see people combining on ice.
Well, but, you know, it's funny, you know, just doesn't take an awful lot of frozen ground to allow us to travel, you know. I mean, we've got combines running right around sluice, cutting right up to the water line, you know, and the ground's frozen, nobody's getting stuck, and we're getting the crop off.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you most want people to know about living underneath these things? I mean, you're right there underneath them. You see them day in and day out. What do you think, folks? What is most misunderstood about wind energy?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, people say that they're noisy, and they're really not. You know, they're an eyesore. I guess I kind of enjoy watching them. It's kind of soothing, like watching fish in a fish tank, I guess, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, it's just after 10 years of having them on my property, I'm ready for the next 10 years, and if we could get a few more, I'd be happy with that.
Have your neighbors ever said, boy, I'm really bummed that you did that? I mean, do you get any pushback from neighbors?
No, there's really no pushback. I mean, whenever you got a project that comes online in an area, you're always going to have a few people. There's always going to be somebody against it because that's just the way it is. But, you know, we were, you know, after 10 years in our neighborhood, there's no complaints.
Yeah, that's interesting to hear as well. And how about the argument from some who would not be landowners where property or wind towers are sited, saying that they should have some say because of, you know, the view shed, if you will? What do you make of that argument?
You know, I don't know. It doesn't hold much water with me. I guess in our neighborhood, the people who don't have towers, you know, they're not naysayers. They're good with the projects. You know, they see the benefits in the neighborhood from the tax dollars and all that, which, you know, makes a big difference in the community also.
Well, a question from a listener here a while ago by text. Let me find it here because it had to do with agriculture and the amount of land out of production, saying, you know, can you site these on land that wouldn't be production land? What do you say to that?
Well, we've got a lot of towers in pasture land, so, you know, there's no issues there. You know, the towers on our property probably add up to like 1 acre. So, you know, simple math on that, $7,500 a year tower payment equates to $7,500 an acre. I mean, it's huge. And, you know, they don't take up a lot of land, and a lot of people don't understand that. There's, you know, the land used for the site is minimal.
Sorry. So, there you go. So, the amount of production the amount of land taken out of production as a result of the wind towers, you would say would be minimal.
Very minimal, but the other nice thing that a lot of people kind of overlook is the access road to the tower is we get to use, as landowners, we get to use those access roads for access to the field, for harvest equipment, for trucks, for all that stuff, you know, which, you know, where our wind towers are located, we didn't have very good access to our farmland in that area, and now we do. And that's a side benefit that a lot of people overlook.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that we're going to get to a point in, energy and agriculture where we say, it might not be my preferred. In other words, if I lived in coal country, I would be cautious of wind and gas and anything that took market share from me. On the other hand, they're not going anywhere, right? I mean, there's an insatiable appetite from the utilities for wind energy, because it allows them to have the credits they need. And even if we didn't have one wind turbine in North Dakota, then there would be a demand in South Dakota and Minnesota for that same spot. So their landowners would then benefit, right?
Right.
Do you think we get to a point where we just say, hey, we're you know, let's all be for North Dakota energy, whatever that ends up being? Do you think we're, you know, far from that?
I think we're a long ways from that. I mean, there's, you know, you look at the amount of acreage that a wind farm takes up versus the farmland acres in North Dakota, and it's a drop in the bucket. I mean, we're a long ways away from that. I mean, it's just, I mean, we've got room for a lot more wind.
And but do you expect the opposition to continue, or do you expect a point where people say, you know, I'm going to be for my energy, but there's going to be all kinds of energy, and we want all of the above. They're not going away. You can't opt out of a particular energy. I mean, do you see that coming, I guess, politically? That's more of a political argument than anything.
You know, I don't know. There's some talk out there, but it seems like a small amount of people can make the most amount of noise, and that's kind of where I'd leave it at. And I think wind and energy in North Dakota has a bright future.
So when you go to the coffee shop in Cooperstown and talk wind, most of the folks there are just, you know, neighbors, right? Just chat with each other. Are they pro-wind?
You know, it never really comes up a conversation because there's not much.
It's here.
It's here and it's not on a topic of normal conversation. I mean, it's pretty rare when a wind talk comes up, and I'm not a coffee shop guy to start with, but
how can you miss out on all that wisdom?
Right. And but, you know, it's just not very often that wind conversation comes up in our neighborhood, because it's just part of who we are.
Anything else you want folks to know about your experience?
I don't know. Feel free to text in if you got any questions. We'll sure cover it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dennis.
You bet.
Dennis is the first vice president of the North Dakota Grain Growers Association, and also a landowner with wind production on his property. 18 before the top of the hour, our telephone number is 701-258-0550. Bring those questions if you have any today. 800-228-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054 or text Todd, 701-226-8503. Listener says, this is Gail. Gail says, I have a challenge for your listeners. Every morning when you get up and get ready for your workday, say a special prayer for President Trump to keep him and his family strong and safe. To quote a famous president, what the heck do you have to lose? Cleaned it up a bit. God bless our president. Well, I think that's a wonderful suggestion from that listener. And you do sort of need to get in a habit of doing that all the time. Just got a text from a listener chopping corn in the snow, Selfridge, North Dakota. I love those pictures, by the way. Keep them coming, because it all reminds us that you need our workers too up there in farm country. Rogers promises kept. How's that federal deficit working out for you? Pushing $1 trillion. Sub 2%. Well, the average growth is higher than 2%. You are right that the last quarter was down, and obviously there's been some challenges in the economy, largely related to the president's battles with the trade. So it's short-term pain for long-term gain. As far as the deficit, I don't think you can put that one on Donald Trump yet. You know, if he gets done after 8 years, that was my hope to trigger those anti-Trump folks. You know, if after 8 years, you've got a deficit higher than the what the president came into office with, you'd have a problem. But we definitely have a spending problem in this country. There's no doubt about that. And, fortunately, the spending has come down in everything except the VA, as I understand it, but also the military, because the military had been absolutely devastated by Barack Obama, which he was happy to do, just so he could, of course, spend more in other areas, not to reduce the deficit by any stretch of the imagination. But the deficit right now is not on Donald J. Trump. It's more on Barack Obama than Donald J. Trump. But it needs to go the other way,
it's
and a growing economy does that.
It's good for America. It's the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline Project. It will move more than 1 million barrels of oil a day from here to Illinois and the Gulf Coast. It means more good-paying jobs. and more money for schools, roads, and water projects. It means a more energy-independent America. And it's the absolute safest way to ship oil. A brighter future awaits with the Enhanced Dakota Access Pipeline.
Sponsored by Brighter Future Alliance.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at mineraltracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Let's go to Norway. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norsefest Norway tour. May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon from the bus. We just left the Oliver Wind Farm. Oliver 1, 2, and 3. We're rolling through, where are we going to? Going to Hanover here, I guess, and doing a little tutorial on coal. Bob Harms doing that for the folks on the bus here today. So we're actually going to be doing What's on Your Mind the entire drive. We're going to have lunch up in Watford City, and we're going to be headed back to Bismarck, and Energy Matters a little later on. We'll be coming to you live and direct from the bus as well. Not the first time I've been on the bus. Not the last time I've been on the bus. Love the bus. All right, a few questions here. A texter said, ask Dennis if the easement covers all of the acres or just that 1 acre. Talking about Dennis Haugen, who joined us earlier to talk about the wind farm that he had. the land that he has for the wind farm, and it is the acre around the actual turbine. So we got the answer there. Thank you for the question, and thank you for the answer, Dennis. Let's see here. Another texter says, never say a prayer for President Trump. Say a prayer for our country and the division he has created. All right. Well, I think it's America. And I think if the previous texter is suggesting that we do that, that people could think for themselves, do I want to do a prayer for President Trump or do I not? Probably don't need your guidance on counsel on never saying a prayer for President Trump. As far as the prayer for the country, that's a good idea, too. No doubt about it. The division he has created? Is President Trump responsible for the division in this country? I ask you. Text me an answer, 701-367-2054. Todd, 701-226-8503. Simple question. I want to know, a little poll. We'll ask our listeners if this listener has it right here. President Trump create the division in our country? Because I'm thinking, before President Trump was even President Trump, he was the victim of Barack Obama and the intelligence community waging a war against him and his candidacy. Remember, Hillary Clinton funded, through money laundered over to the Democratic National Committee, a dossier that was made up, dirt against the president, that was then used before a court, a top-secret court meant to take out terrorists. That'd be the FISA court. FISA court wasn't told the origin of this information, so they went along with it. Soon we're going to find out who's responsible for that. But then the investigation began. I would argue that caused the division. That's what's caused the division. Listen to what Hillary Clinton said about Donald Trump the entire time. Why is it more Trump's fault than Hillary Clinton's fault during the entire campaign? Come on. I will acknowledge, as a Donald Trump supporter, that he is a fighter. I would also tell you, as a fighter, he goes places a lot of elected leaders wouldn't go. But what's he fighting for? That's what I ask myself. What's he fighting for? What is he doing, what he's doing, taking those extraordinary measures for? For this country. It's not for personal gain. He was a billionaire before he came into this. This isn't about him. This is about the country. And this is about executing what he promised that he would do. Take care of our veterans. One example. Take care of our military. Take care of our armed forces. Make sure they have the money they need. Have our adversaries respect us again around the world. Fear us again. Done it all. Look what he's done to the economy of this country that was tepid at best under Barack Obama. Disgraceful. 8-year average of 1.8% growth. Bad news. So he's turning all that around. Texter says the only hate and division comes from the brainwashed liberal left. If you don't agree with a Democrat, they'll attack and demean you. Just let that sink in. They freak out if you go to the White House and say something nice about the president. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi.
Hi, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yep, go ahead.
In the past 10 years, I've been involved directly or indirectly with the construction of coal generation, wind generation, gas generation, high-voltage transmission lines, high-voltage substations. Been around all of it. Coal, natural gas, hydro are all standalone power sources. Wind is not. Wind needs to be backed up by something else. And for every megawatt of wind you build, you have to have an additional megawatt of power by some other means. And so when you build a wind turbine, or 100 of them, you got to build something else, someplace else, for backup. So you got a bigger footprint, you got more construction, you got more material, you got more of everything. So you got to have two of everything for wind. And wind generation is only available about 30 to 40% of the time. You don't have power in wind turbines.
Why not have a baseload energy, which comes from coal? That's reliable. That's affordable. And wind, when it's available, supplements the grids. This is what the utilities like. They're all gung-ho about it because they, you know, in this world we live in, get the green warm and fuzzies from it. And but nobody's suggesting that it could replace coal, right? I mean, this is part of all of the above energy.
The utilities are only in favor of it for political reasons. They have to say that because they are held hostage.
Hang on if you want to talk more.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.